Hey y'all, it's your girl Kay back with another episode. I'm coming to you from Greensboro and I'm here with Jen.
Hey y'all, and I'm coming to y'all from I'm coming to y'all from the Shenandoah Valley up in Virginia in the mountains.
Why did you laugh when you said Shenandoah?
I don't know, because it's like in the cut, like it sounds like it's fancy, but it's just
it is. You're up in the mountains. You got caves up there, but anyway, we're gonna jump into our episode. Today we're coming to you talking about saying no. Like, that is complete answer, the word no. So it's okay to say no. We're going to be discussing, you know, the guilt with saying no, because there's always that guilt, you know, when you do say no. We're also going to discuss a little bit about your yes, you know, and the balance between having a healthy amount of no's and a healthy amount of yeses. But before we jump right into it, Jen, how are your Monday going?
It's going pretty good. I, like usual, I had written down on my agenda, like how my day was going to be, and it's been super productive. I already did the meal prepping for the week. I actually had some extra time, and I'm going down to Texas. I'm going to Texas this weekend, so
nice.
I decided to go to TJ Maxx with Emma, and I just bought some little sun dresses, and then I took her to the park, and then I made my way back here, and now I'm talking to you. But what about you?
Yeah, I was gonna say really quick, that's definitely a nice like little getaway. Big old state of Texas. But my Monday was like actually really long. Like, I had some kind of like just stressful situations, not really with work, just personally. I'm not going to get into it, but like just some mental, you know. I had to definitely take my own advice with keeping a healthy positive attitude, because there was some things that were going on, and I'm just like, okay, I had already decided to have a good Monday. So I just kept a good attitude, you know, even though it was like a lingering thing that was still bothering me. I just, you know, kept my attitude positive. And then I was like really excited to do this episode, because when it comes with like trying to balance career, personal life, relationships, friendships, like all of it, you have to have your healthy amount of no. And then, you know, it's okay to say yes, but your yes is expensive. So I guess I want to kick it off with that. Like, you know, your yes can cost you your time. You know, you when you say yes to something, you're making a commitment. So you have to make sure you're available. How do you feel like, you know, you balance your yes and no's? Or do you feel like it's something you can work on?
For me, learning to say no has definitely been an opportunity for me. It's definitely a challenge, because I don't want to say I'm a people pleaser, but it's like the people that I have that are close to me, mm-hmm. It's really hard for me to say no to them. So that is definitely something that I need to work on. I do have issues as well with work. I guess I can go ahead and like share something that I'm still working on is from it's work related. A lot of it is work related. I started working at I moved to a new job like in 2020, and I was trying to prove myself so hard, and it was because of COVID and they were short managers, and they had me covering. I work nights Tuesday through Friday, and they were asking me to cover the weekend shifts, which was Saturday, Sunday, Monday, which would mean like not
and then people. Come back in on Tuesday. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but that is rough.
Yeah, I know. Like, it was, yeah, it's the hours are brutal. Like, it's from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. And I was just starting out. Like, I was a fresh operations manager, and they asked me if I could help cover because they were short managers. COVID had hit, and like, nobody was wanting to, or I don't know. I don't think it's gotten really that much better, but they've always had a need for operations managers. It is a tough role. And me being me, I was like, well, I'm brand new. Like, who am I to say no? I ended up like getting scheduled to work my first Mother's Day on the weekend shift, which wasn't even my weekend shift. And like, I was so sad, because I was like, I shouldn't have had said yes to this. And here I am on my first Mother's Day. It was a Sunday, and I'm here covering for a different shift, which I absolutely hated, like leaving at 6 in the morning and like the sun's out. Like, something about that is just not natural. Like, mad respect to anybody who works like late night shifts, because that was really hard. And I did learn from that. I don't say yes as much. I'm willing to cover, but if it's Tuesday through Friday, like daylight, that I'll work in the morning to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Friday, but I need my weekends off. Like, I need to see the only people that I have here, which is pretty much Angel and Emma. So I finally said no a couple weeks ago. They asked me to cover. They're like, well, we'll give you Wednesday and Thursday, but you can work Saturday and Sunday. And I'm thinking to myself, no, how is that a deal? First off, I'm working 2 extra hours on the weekend keys per shift, and I'd rather work a Wednesday than a Thursday than Saturday and Sunday. And I mean, I hope they didn't take it wrong, and hopefully it doesn't bite me in the butt later on because I said no to my boss. But I just straight up said, no, I'm not available. Like, you don't come to me 3 days before and then ask me to cover and then tell me it's like a deal. Like, oh, I'll give you this day, but work these days. Like, no. And yeah. This Mother's Day, I was like, you know, I'm a mother now, and I didn't get to celebrate myself last year. So that's another reason why I'm going to Texas to see my friend, obviously. But I was feeling a little guilty also to go to Texas because I'm like, oh, it's Mother's Day. Like, my mom's in North Carolina and I really want to be there. But then I thought about how bad last year had went, and I didn't get to celebrate my first Mother's Day, and it just stung really hard. And I'm like, next time I want to do something with Emma that I won't ever forget. And I know that I won't forget this experience going to Texas with Emma. She'll be flying. So
we'll see. Yeah. Like, so, cause yeah, you're a mother now. So like, you know, you definitely want to cherish those moments, and you know, maybe you can definitely do something the weekend after, you know, like coming down to visit your mom and take her out or something. I'm sure she'll understand, but I definitely understand like how, even when it comes to family, like, you know, making that choice for yourself, you can feel a little bit of guilt, like, you know, you're choosing yourself. And that's all of us. I think that's like a big thing with, you know, that guilt trip we give ourselves. Yeah. And then the thing with careers, or like with jobs, they will try you. Like,
yeah, they will squeeze the juice.
Yeah. And they'll do it as much as you let them. So like, I'm kudos to you. Like, I'm proud of you for saying no. Like, and what are they gonna do? Fire you? Like, no, like, they, you're a good worker, like, you know, you're a boss. So they can go ask somebody else 3 days before, you know, they want to work that shift. And then it's like, they're probably going to get a no. So, you know, they're just going to go to the next person who either doesn't have plans or wants the extra money to sacrifice. And then, you know, that person will say yes. But, you know, jobs will always try it if you let them. And I guess I can speak on that with like my career, like when it came to choosing, you know, even before I got into this new role that I started in January, like last year in January, when I started with the company that I'm with, you know, I had it written down. And so I always, you know, like, I guess I can encourage someone, you know, like, if you're trying to make a decision, you know, write it down and make it plain, because I always go back and forth like, oh, is this the right decision? You know, you always battle with yourself. So one is trusting the instinct, but the other thing is like writing it down and make it plain. Like, you know, I'm not gonna get all biblical, but I study, you know, my word and go off of scriptures and try to live by them as much as I can as far as guidance. So, you know, the Bible talks about writing the vision and making it plain. So like when I decided to go with my company, I was like, you know, I'm tired of job hopping, you know, I want a career that I can actually build in, not just a job. And so, you know, I'm like, you know, this job needs to have this and this. And then I wanted like a, not necessarily like a faith-based company, but I wanted a company that had values and like that actually cared about, you know, helping you grow. Yeah. So when I looked on their website, like, make a long story short, they had like one of their stewards or like mottos that they go by is like trusting God with everything that we have and to steward over. And I was like, yeah, this is the company. Like, I had already made it plain, put it in my vision board, like put it right, written it down on paper that I wanted X, Y, and Z. And I actually had a dream. Like, I had a dream that I was signing like a big contract, and it was like a, I wouldn't say it was my dream job, but it's definitely like, it was a career. Like, I just, and I didn't know in the dream who, you know, what company it was, but I just knew that, you know, at the time that I was signing the contract, it was going to be the company like that I had prayed for and that I had, you know, made the right choice about. And so I say all that to say, like, you know, you'll know with your instinct if something doesn't feel right, if it's a career or a job that's just trying to throw money at you or trying to throw like a fancy schedule. Oh, we'll give you this and all these great benefits. But you really have to look deep down into the, you know, what the company is made out of. So, you know, if they hadn't had those things that were checked off on my list, it would have been no, and I just would have kept looking. But that's just a tip, like when it comes to careers and finding like a job or making a decision, if you, you know, have prayed about it, or maybe, you know, if you're not a person who, you know, prays and seeks God, you know, if you've set it in your mind that you want to do something and that's not happening, you know, then say no. Like, if you, I guess the go-to is like, if you don't have peace about it, then say no.
Yeah. And also, like, I feel like we have something subconsciously, like, it's in your gut, like, it'll, something in your, like, stomach, like, that's where all your, like, what, like, your nervous system is at. So, mm-hmm. like, that gut feeling that tells you, like,
it's like, real. People, yeah.
Like, I remember, like, back in college, like, if I'd
get, oh my God, I was gonna say that.
Are you really?
Yes.
But, like, I had to say no so many times, but, like, some of those times where you're, like, tempted, and then something tells you, like, don't do it, and you end up going even though your gut tells you, and then you're there, and you're not having a good time, or something bad happens, and then you're, like, I should have said no, like, I should have listened. But back then, it was even harder to say no, because you're young, and you're, like, F it, I'm going. So,
yeah.
I remember this happened a lot. I don't know about you, but, I mean, even recently, like, I remember me and you had a conversation and we were on the phone and you were like, I don't know if I should go or not. And, you know, like, I know you already. So when you're like kind of on the fence and you're not like 100% in the mood, it's like, it's best that you don't go. And I remember me encouraging you, like, yeah, just stay. And you're like, yeah, I'm tired. Like, you kind of needed somebody, like, some reassurance. And then you ended up not going. And I remember you saying, I'm glad I didn't go because this XYZ.
It was definitely.
I know. We kind of help each other out in that sense. Cause I mean, even today, like, I know me and you talked about like what was going on today and, you know, just setting those boundaries and you giving me that advice to do that. You know, I feel like we both understand each other and we help each other in terms of helping each other, like boosting each other to be able to say no. Cause like I said before, it's kind of hard for, it is hard for me to say no, because I don't want to make other people feel uncomfortable and I don't want the people that I love to feel some type of way. But sometimes, you know, you need that peace of mind and you need to set boundaries, even if that includes like your family. So I do thank you, Kayla, because I know you're always an ear and every time I need a vent or something, you're always there.
Oh, you're welcome. Of course. That's what I'm here for. But yeah, you help me as well. Like, you know, and that was just such a relief that weekend where I, cause like really my body needed to rest and I just needed to relax and be at home. And Mello wasn't mad at me cause I was leaving back out on the weekend. Like, you know, he likes walks on the weekends and just to be around me cause I'm gone mostly during the week. And so like when I decided not to go, you know, out that Saturday, it was definitely a big relief. Like, so you have to have, you know, a healthy amount of no's. Like, it's okay to say yes, but when you make that investment or that commitment, you know, you need to stick with it as far as, you know, saying, you know, yes to something, but you can, I guess what I'm trying to say is like, you can invest your yes into something that doesn't matter. So that's, you know, the whole point of me saying, you know, have a healthy amount of no's, you know, and be okay with it, because you can, like you were saying earlier, like be a people pleaser, and I'm guilty of that too. And you can say yes to please somebody else, and then, you know, you're investing that time or that energy or availability that you really don't have to something that doesn't even matter. Or maybe it matters, but it'll be there. So, you know, like if that friend or someone wants to go out to eat and you're trying to save money that weekend, or you're just tired and you're like, you know, no, I'm gonna stay home and cook, or you know, something like that, or I'm gonna have a movie night, you know, that same restaurant will be there, that same friend will be there. And if anyone guilt trips you, like to, you know, when you try to say no, and you know, if, especially if it's a friend, then that's definitely not a friend. Like if you can't have that healthy balance where you say, you know, sorry, no, that's that weekend, and that's how you, or that's not this weekend, and that's how you know, like, who your true friends are. You know, when your yes is too convenient for them, and the minute you say no,
they cut you off, or they
and there's a problem. Yeah,
that's why I only have like 3 friends, because they're the only ones
for sure. No, yeah, really, like
3 friends, because they understand. Like, sometimes I just can't. Like, when I go to North Carolina, like, sometimes people hit me up, and like, I have like my days counted, and like, I go to see family. Like, if I tell them in advance, like, I'll hit them up, like, hey, do you want to do something? That's different, but. Like, sometimes they'll text me and I'm in the middle of dinner with my family or something. I'm like, no, I'm sorry. Like, I'm tied up with my family. Like, they understand, which is why I love, obviously, my friends and the 2 or 3 friends that I have. They understand me. So I definitely agree with that, because the people, the friends, like, quote unquote friends that get mad or like say something under their breath because you say no, those aren't the ones that are your genuine friends. So those are also some flags to look out of who your circle is or who you're around.
Yeah. And do you ever feel, well, of course, I know we hit on this, but, you know, when you feel guilty, like when you say no, like, do you have that feeling? Like, what are your, like, I guess, 2 things that you feel when you say no?
Well, for example, back when I was in college, I was staying at like A&T campus, and I lived about an hour 15 away from my parents. And I remember when I was a freshman, like, they would always reach out to me to say, like, if I wanted to go over there for dinner, they could pick me up, XYZ. And when I would say no, like, I felt like this heaviness, like I felt really heavy, because honestly I wasn't doing anything that was like maybe not over being with my family, but at the same time I was trying to live that college experience and like growing a circle of friends, and I was really enjoying like my weekends, like doing whatever on campus, or honestly not even partying, because I didn't even do that freshman year really, but we would like study in the library and whatnot. Like, I'm like, no, well, I can't, because I know, like, I told my classmates that I was going to meet them at the library from this time to this time, and then I'd feel like super guilty if I were to leave one of the other down. So once I like have something scheduled out, like, I give my respect to myself, and I'm like, no, I already set a time to go study, and I would tell my parents that, and obviously they would understand. But in a sense, I felt like it's a mixture of feeling like kind of heavy. Like, I felt heavy because I don't want them to feel down. Like, I don't want them to feel like I'm letting them down. But at the same time, I felt really, they obviously understood, but I feel like a little bit of guilt. But whenever I did, what I ended up doing instead of being with my family, like, I studied instead of getting dinner with my family, I felt super proud of myself, because my parents, number one, understood, and two, I studied and I felt a lot more ready for a test. And you know, Dr. Noble's tests were no joke.
Oh my god, is it? Yeah.
So yeah, at the end of the day, like, yeah, you do feel kind of like bad in the moment, but after you say no because you rather do what you had already planned, or even just relax, like, you feel so much better. You're like, oh, thank God, like, I listened to my instincts, or thank God that I stuck to what I wanted to do in the first place, because then if not, I'd be rushing, I'd be all, like, stressed out, and then in a mood. So I'd rather just save all that trouble and just say no from the start.
Yeah, and I was gonna say, you, like, do you
have those experiences, or is it just me?
Yeah, no, definitely. There is a guilt with saying no. And I was gonna say, it definitely leads to another thing. Like, when you don't say no, like, it just leads to another thing. Like, so say if you had a, went out and hung out, then you wouldn't have been prepared for your test, then you would have failed, then Dr. Noble would have been like, oh, you didn't study. It just would have led to one, how he used to get, like, it would have been led one thing to another.
Yeah.
And Dr. Noble, if you're listening, I don't know if we'll listen to Apple Podcasts, but you never know. But, like, shout out to you. You always made us study, and we appreciated it because,
Yeah, he
he
molded
drove
me
us.
into the, I don't know, student I became. So yeah,
Yes.
he
And
definitely
then,
had a pivot in my career, well, my
like,
whole career.
being in Club Bluford instead of, like, Club Green Street. Like, we called the library that we studied at Club Bluford, because we'd be in there, it's like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, falling asleep, partying, like, not partying in the library. But one time we almost got kicked out because we were laughing so hard. And I don't know if it's because we were sleepy and running off of, like, no sleep,
Oh
but
my
we
God.
almost
Yeah,
got
we were
kicked out.
so loud at the freaking library at 2 in the morning.
I know, because, and then our test was, like, the next day, and we were like, okay, like, we gotta call it a night. But there is definitely a guilt with saying no. So, like, with me, I definitely feel that guilt. And there's that fear, with fear of missing out. Like, I've heard, I don't know if you ever heard the term FOMO, but it's like
Yeah.
fear of missing out. So there's that. But then you have to just analyze and realize, like, am I really missing out, or is it something that, it really doesn't matter? And then people, you have that guilt when you say no, of letting someone down, but you have to look out for yourself. And then there's, like, things and opportunities. So whether it's, like, a career, or I don't know, like, a purse you want, like, even making it, like, just simple,
Yeah.
like, when you're trying to save money, going out to eat, and with those are, like, some of the simpler no's. But, like, the bigger ones, where it comes to, like, big life decisions, there is that guilt of saying no. But what I've learned, and I was listening to a podcast called, I think it's called Balance, The Balance Room. It was the one I sent you, but it's an Apple podcast. It was really good. And it was Pastor Terrell Roberts and Sarah Jakes Roberts. And they were just saying, God is in the know. So, if you make that decision and it's a no from either God, or from, just him saying not right now, or you make the decision and you say, no, this isn't the right time, and you still have that peace. And if you're spiritual, God is always with you in whatever decision you make. And if it's not the right decision, the right one will come along. And then, I guess for people who, because I don't want to talk all spiritual, even though that's the standpoint I come from, someone who's maybe not as spiritual or doesn't know that journey, there's still that timing. Like, if it's for you, it's gonna happen. So if you say no to something, or if the answer, the door is closed, another one opens.
Yes.
So yeah, I mean, it definitely, it's a lot. So, having that balance of, no, sorry, I can't, and then not explaining yourself. Like I was saying at the beginning of the episode, no is a complete answer. And I'm still learning that, but I'm been practicing it. Like, if someone asks me something, I'm like, no. And it doesn't have to be like a, I wouldn't say the B word. Oh my gosh. Oh my,
No,
I
I'm
just farted.
no,
Or
no, you're right. This click, like, I just feel like I just had deja vu or something because I remember, like, if we ever did something, typically I'd be the one saying, like, we'd make plans and I'd be the one to back down or whatever. But if you ever told me no back when we were in college, like, you had to send me a paragraph and go into
I
detail of
know.
everything of why you can't. And I never really understood that. I'm like, that's just how Kayla is, and I respect that. But now, like, I feel like you have grown. Like, you don't, at least with me, you don't do that anymore. You really haven't had
Yeah.
it to tell each other no. But I mean, we're so much more understanding of each other, where we come from. Like, I remember back in the day, like, I didn't want to go out because I was with, like, my ex. And you'd, like, try to, like, come on, let's go, it'll be fun. And I'd still be like, no. But now we have, like, we're so much in a different space now that if you ask me to do something and I say no, like, you won't ever bug me. Or if I were to, hey, let's do this, and you're like, hey, I can't, you don't go into, like, a 30-page text message.
Yeah, or even like last night, like, we were gonna try to get the episode knocked out the way, you know, pre-recorded, but you know, I just had a lot going on, and I was like, no, sorry, let's stick with Monday. And I really went to be like, well, this happened, and I'm just like, nope, I don't need to explain, you're understanding, we have that relationship. And I physically could not do it yesterday. Because yeah. I just couldn't, like, my body was like, go to bed, you know, like, get in the shower, lay down, and go to bed. Like, I didn't even do a lot yesterday, but I still know that, you know, I wouldn't have had the energy. I probably would have been just, you know, tired and yawning on the episode. Y'all don't want to hear an episode like that. So, you know, I'd rather come energized, and it definitely has the benefits of, like, you have that reward when you do say, you know, no. Oh my God, sorry, the dog is like, he's upset. But you have that reward where when you do say no, you feel so much better because you listen to your instinct or your body just saying, you know, no, rest. And your body will tell you, like, you can make yourself sick by, you know, just going. And I've had to learn that too with, like, rebalancing and reprioritizing my time and, you know, just tasks I'm doing, because, you know, work is a full-time job in itself. So trying to do side hustles and extracurricular activities, it definitely has to be a balance with, you know, no. And, you know, I don't ever want to be the jack of all trades and not have, you know, a handle on anything.
Yeah.
Like, I want to bring my best foot forward with everything.
Yeah. Have you, like, what do you think you say no, like, what circle do you think that you've had to say no more to, like, work or, like, family, friends, or relationships / situationships? Like, what do you catch yourself saying more to?
I think, like, myself. Like, really? That's not even, yeah, like, right now, because, like, I'm in my career now, so, and I don't really work with a team where I have coworkers, you know, asking me to do things. I do my work and get it done and go home. So I'm not really gonna say career, but really, like, myself, like, with self-doubt and, like, trying to second guess or, like, question, you know, my instinct, I have to, like, tell myself, like, no, you know what you want to do, you know, the instinct that you have, so trust it. So I guess that comes with, like, trusting your, you know, gut feeling, trusting your instinct. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely kind of threw you a curveball there, but, like, right now, I wouldn't say it's, like, career or relationships or, you know, even my family, because, you know, my mom just started a new job, you know, my sister lives by herself and she's, you know, in her career. So I haven't really had to tell them, you know, well, actually, I would say just recently, like, they wanted me, my mom and my sister wanted me to come to Raleigh, and it's not far, but it's far enough. Like, it's an hour. And I was like, they wanted to go to lunch. They're like, oh, we're meeting up with, you know, our cousin, you know, can you come? I was like, no, you know, gas. And you know, I'm like, that's a far drive, and I plan on coming on Sunday back up there. So I'm like, that's a lot of back and forth. So I actually did have to tell them no. And I was like, you know, maybe next weekend. And, you know, this weekend is Mother's Day. So we're supposed to be going out either Saturday or Sunday on Mother's Day. So it's like, okay, they can wait a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
100%. I feel like lately it's, I think, a mixture of, like, not recently, but probably family. Like, if I If I had planned something, and then sometimes my mom will text me like, "Hey, can you come down to North Carolina this weekend?" Even though I love to go down there every weekend, if I go down there, I get behind. Like, I got chores to do. I work Tuesday through Friday, so Saturday I wake up and I feel like I hit my bus, and I just kind of want to rest. And like, if I don't take off on Friday, I would have to be like rushing Saturday, driving
Yeah.
4 hours down, and then Monday I have to be driving back and meal prep and laundry. Like, I get so behind that I like it. Like, I'm not even happy if I go down there knowing I have to run back and do a bunch of things at the house. So I've learned to tell her no, and I think she's at the point where she doesn't ask me anymore, because I have shared with her. Like, I've actually given her feedback. I'm like, "Look, you tell me to come down, but like, you know, we're both the same distance away. Like, you can also come 4 hours." And I promise you, like, she doesn't bother me anymore. Like, she'll question me. She's like, "Hey, do you plan on coming anytime soon?" Rather than, "Hey, can you just come down this weekend?" Like, kind of like impulsively. And before I had Emma, I probably did that. But now that I'm like all booed up or whatever, and I have Emma, like, it's a whole different role. Like, it's not just me anymore. So I'd have to leave, you know, Angel. Not that he's like, you know, he can't take care of himself, but you know, it does suck, like, going 3 or 4 days without seeing him, and him not seeing Emma, which is like the sad part of it. I do feel bad. Like, I'd hate for him to leave every other weekend and leave me by myself, and he goes down or up north with her to see his family, you know. So I do try to balance it off, and I try to go every month and a half or so. But yeah, that's in my family wise, that's probably one thing that I've learned to say no to, is like, don't ask me to come down there, and then 30 minutes I'm on the way. You know, I can't do that anymore. I got different priorities, and I'm really thankful that she respects me and respects my boundaries.
Yeah, that's definitely something you have to have. And I'm gonna say, even with, my mom, like, I love her to death, but I'm like, okay, Greensboro is an hour and like 10 minutes tops, like maybe 20 with traffic. You can come up here, like, it's places to eat up here too. And so, so it's definitely like a balance and setting those boundaries. And she doesn't really bother me anymore when I'm just like, no, I'm tired this weekend, or that's gas. I, not this weekend. And she's like, okay, well, we'll see you next weekend. Or she's like, yep, I understand. So it's definitely like, it's hard, but setting those boundaries, like, now that we have different priorities, like, I think our family finally gets it. And if not, they're gonna like continue to learn. We just have to continue setting the boundaries and be consistent. And that's with everything, like, just setting boundaries and sticking to them. Because when you set the boundary, like, I don't care if it's family, a relationship, a friend, a coworker, a boss, when you set the boundary and set the tone, the other person has no choice but to respect it. And if they don't, then that person doesn't, either care, or it's not a healthy relationship. Like, if you have to be manipulated, or they can't respect you setting a healthy boundary, then that's not a healthy, situation. But I can say, 9 times out of 10, when I've set the boundary, stuck to it, and been firm on it, and respectful, the other person respects it.
I love that. I feel like we've grown so much with this topic, Kayla. Like, I know we have a long way to go, but you know, it does feel good that we're in a good space now, that we are learning to say no. But with that, like, just like a advice is, you're going to be a good person even if you say no. And once you learn to say no without feeling guilty, like, you'll just grow so much, and you'll be feeling so much more rewarded. I know we have, for myself, it is a challenge, but whenever I do say no, I feel like, you know, I'm taking care of myself first. And ultimately, that's what it should always be, like, putting yourself first before others, even though that might be hard to do, because we're human, you know, we care for our loved ones. But
Yeah, for
definitely
sure.
saying no, like, it gives you a sense of freedom, and you just feel so much better about yourself. So I encourage anybody out there who is in the midst of like, should I not, or if you know somebody's constantly asking you and you don't want to, but you do anyway, like, you know, right now is the time to say no, put yourself first. And I promise you that in the end, you're going to feel so much better about yourself.
Yeah, definitely. This was so good. Like, this episode might go viral, but definitely feel free, because it's so, you know, like, it's such a common thing, and people don't actually
relatable. Like,
they know.
Everybody deals with this, and I seriously admire anybody out there listening who is unapologetic and just says no without, you know, caring, or just saying no without having to explain themselves, because I still do. So if you are one of those people that is super unapologetic, like, definitely reach out to us and give us some of your tips, or at least for me, speaking for myself, because yes. I'm a continuous learner.
Yeah. So yeah, definitely. So you guys, thank you so much for listening. This was so good. Definitely, please, please, please share, or at least tell someone about it. Leave us a message. Follow our show and download, subscribe to us. And like I said, send us a message. Definitely the takeaway from this that I got was, you know, it's okay to say no. You're still a fine person, like you said. And that thing, that whatever it is, if it's meant to be, it will be there.
Yes, 100%. Put yourself first, always.
Yeah. Well, that's all we have for y'all. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you.
Until next week. Bye.
Bye.